This year's Pulitzer Prizes have been announced. The prestigious awards went to storytellers, newspapers, websites, and podcasts, as well as to playwrights and musicians. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Most of the Pulitzers recognize achievements in journalism. This year, three went to organizations covering the ongoing crisis in Ukraine. Pulitzer Administrator Marjorie Miller presented the Associated Press with the coveted Public Service Award.
Courageous reporting from the besieged city of Mariupol that bore witness to the slaughter of civilians in Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The AP won two Pulitzers. So did the Washington Post, the New York Times, and AL.com. The Birmingham, Alabama website won both for commentary and for local reporting. Reporter Ashley Remkes credited her colleague John Archibald for discovering that police in Brookside, Alabama were preying on residents, detaining and arresting them to inflate revenue.
He had heard some rumblings, sort of some rumors, hey, there's something shady going on in Brookside, you know, you need to take a look there.
And look, they did. Remkes says her second Pulitzer is nice, but even better are the reforms that mean the people of Brookside got their town back. The local reporting award was shared with Mississippi Today for exposing corruption on the part of a former governor.
Empathy and the truth.
That's author Robert Samuels talking to WHYY's Fresh Air last year about the principles guiding his biography, called His Name is George Floyd. Written with Tolu Olorunipa, it won the Pulitzer for general nonfiction.
We wanted readers to understand that the battle for George Floyd to breathe in America started long before he ever even encountered Derek Chauvin.
In Letters, two novels shared the fiction award. Barbara Kingsolver's retelling of David Copperfield and the novel Trust by Hernan Diaz, that was one of the most widely and best reviewed of the past year. And the play English by Sanaz Tusi won the Pulitzer for drama. It's about a boisterous group of students in Iran. In 2022, Tusi told NPR she was moved to write it when President Trump banned Muslims traveling from her family's home country.
I felt a need to write the pain of being misunderstood.
The opera Omar won the Pulitzer for music. It's the story of a Muslim man abducted from East Africa into the American slave trade. Omar was written by Michael Apples and Rhiannon Giddens. Here she is on NPR last year.
I guess I look for overlooked stories to tell.
A sentiment shared with nearly all of this year's Pulitzer winners. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.